Morning all. Thought I'd just do you a quick boot before I got into doing anything serious. Just a couple of updates. Oh, graphics cards. Who needs them? Well, we don't as blind people, but hey. Seems that our machines have to have them in order to function. So we're wasting a piece of equipment that sighted people could better use than what we can. But I found a problem. I think I've solved the problem why Quinn locks up. And it appears it might be an overclock issue on the motherboard, which I did not set myself. The motherboard performance settings decided to set it. And I noticed it yesterday when I was playing with CPU-Z, which is a brilliant application for checking processor performance and things like that. So we're going to hit the power now. There goes Quint. There he goes with a little beep to indicate that he's powering up, which is always a good thing. Great computer. Just a shame about the friggin' issues it has sometimes. But yeah, you know, it happens. Yeah, it's booting up now. Hopefully we won't have lockups on YouTube anymore. If we don't, I've fixed it in two ways. First of all, my graphics drivers were out of date by a couple of versions. Second, the overclock commander was on, setting the overclockability of the computer beyond what would probably be considered a safe distance. Generally, it doesn't lock up when you're doing things with it, but just occasionally the whole machine goes, and I may have repaired that. I don't remember it doing it before, but it might have done it ever since I've had XP on the thing. Maybe XP puts too much load on the processor. It's not obvious that it's overclocked. I think it pushes it when you're asking it to do a lot. So that might have fixed it. And also Windows update drivers for the graphics board may have also sorted it. Because they come in this morning unexpectedly, so I've installed them. So that's cool. My torrents finally came in that I was after. Operating system distributions that I'm going to use for experimentation. So that came in. Going to get my hands dirty in a bit and do a bit of that, see what we can come up with. Apart from that, nothing much to tell you. Everything seems to be running good so far. The graphics with JAWS might be interesting, because I've just upgraded the graphics board drivers. So it'll be interesting to see what JAWS does, but we'll find out in a minute when I finish this boot, because I can't be bothered to load it right now. Hopefully my computer will perform as it used to by the time I finish with this, and given it all the attention it deserves, we will see. So yeah, it's all good. Oh, why have they decided to do that to it? That's not very nice. Oh yeah, it does. Alright. Doesn't use the full screen, but it's nowhere near enough to the full screen of the iPad. Got some applications that don't use the full screen on this thing, and you can actually stretch them. So that's what I've just done with Audio Boo. Yeah, Audio Boo on the iPad for the Audio Boo team works well. I mean, I don't know if there's any way you can make an iPad-specific version, but I very much doubt you could. The iPod Touch version works fine. Using this on an iPad 2, it always forces portrait orientation, which is fine. You could, I suppose... Oh, yeah. You can portrait flip it. But it only senses portrait flip orientation. It doesn't support flipping the other way. I've got it flipped portrait, so the microphone, the top of the iPad with the switches is now facing upside down, which is very strange. Really weird. And it's just really strange how you can do this. Anyway, guys, I've run out of boot time. I'll upload this and get it posted. You should see it on Twitter in a few minutes. So I shall see